Hi, we're back again with another edition of the MPFT podcast. My name is Mark Fletcher from the Trust Communications team. And for this episode, we're talking about the annual NHS staff survey, which at the time of this episode coming out has just been published. We'll talk about how the Trust has performed this time around and why the staff survey is so important in guiding NHS trusts to deliver more effective patient care. So joining me for today's chat are...
Lisa Whitehouse, I'm the Associate Director of Culture and Staff Experience.
And hi, it's Abby Charlesworth, OD practitioner with a focus of engagement.
And just for the sake of our audience, OD is organisational development, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Great. Cheers, both. Thank you for joining me. So, Abby, I'll start with yourself for this, if that's okay. So could you just, for the sake of our listeners who don't know what the NHS Staff Survey is, could you just sort of talk about what it is, please, and why it's so important?
Absolutely. So, as you've already mentioned, Mark, it's an annual survey, and it's actually one of the largest workforce surveys in the world. And its main purpose is to improve staff experiences across the NHS. And it's good to know that the staff survey is also aligned to the NHS People Promise. The NHS staff survey collects staff views on the organisation where they work. The results that are collected are used to improve local working conditions and ultimately to improve patient care. Research has actually shown that through looking after our staff and improving their experience at work, this leads to better patient care with better outcomes for our patients, which is our ultimate goal. So each autumn, everyone who works in the NHS in England is invited to take part in the NHS staff survey. The survey offers a snapshot in time of how people experience their working lives, which is so important for us to capture. It's also worth to mention that it's a confidential survey, independently analysed, and from an organisation perspective, it also allows us to compare to other NHS trusts of our type, which is mental health and learning disability and mental health, learning disability and community trusts.
Great, thank you for that. And I'm aware of the NHS People Promise, but I'm conscious that our listeners may not necessarily know what the NHS People Promise is and its connection to the staff survey. Could you just elaborate on that a little bit for me, please?
Of course. So for my experience, I didn't know what the People Promise was. So I am happy to divulge a little bit more on this to make it a little bit more to make sense and to understand the links between the two. So I've actually looked today and I've got a quote from the website, the People Promise website. And this is a promise we must all make to each other to work together to improve the experience of working in the NHS for everyone. To break this down, the People Promise is made up of 7 key elements, and these are the things that would most improve the working experience for all of us within the NHS. And these are things like line management support, health and wellbeing support, opportunities to work flexibly, and to feel we all belong, whatever our background or our job. So alongside these 7 key elements, the People Promise also measures against staff engagement and morale, which are 2 key indicators of things like satisfaction at work, our motivation and commitment, how you rate your employer and your relationships at work. As ultimately, if we don't look after ourselves and each other, we cannot deliver safe and high quality care, which is something we are really passionate about. The People Promise ties in with staff survey, as many of the questions are aligned to the 7 elements of the People Promise, plus the 2 themes of staff engagement and morale.
That's very comprehensive. Thank you very much. So we'll move on to the meaty part of this episode now, which is how we as MPFT have actually performed overall. So Lisa, I'll come to you for this. Could you give some examples, please, where MPFT has excelled?
Yes, thanks, Mark. And as you can imagine, we get lots of data back from the staff survey, and it can be a bit tricky and complex to understand. So I'm going to start with some headlines and talk about how we're compared, and then try and bring some of that detail to life in our conversation. So if we look at the headlines, we have done really well on those 9 key elements that we've mentioned earlier. So when we compare ourselves with other trusts of type, we are above average on all of those 9 elements. And as an organisation, when we look at the kind of technical stuff behind the staff survey, we can say that we've really significantly improved in 8 of those key areas, which is a great news story because, as you both will know, working in the NHS is really challenging at times. We've been very, very busy. We've had lots of things to work through and contend with as an NHS over the past 12 months. So to be in the spirit of and delivering on improvement for our staff is really, really key. And I'm really proud to talk about it. We've done particularly well in 5 elements of the People Promise: staff engagement and morale. And when I say particularly well, I mean that we have the best score nationally on those 5 elements, which again is really exciting to be talking about. Last year we were the top for 2 elements. This year we're the top scorer for 5 of those elements. And some of those things that we have got the best scores are really important things, such as feeling valued and supported at work, having a voice in the organisation. So being able to kind of raise concerns, speak up about things that, you know, might be concerning you. Also feeling that the organisation will respond to those concerns. We've also done really well when it comes to staff health and wellbeing, and that's quite a broad ranging area of the staff survey. So it's around our stress at work, our physical health in relation to kind of musculoskeletal conditions, kind of our experience at work in terms of, you know, how's our relationships been with patients, service users and relatives and other members of staff and colleagues. We've also done really well and have a best score around opportunities to develop. So by that mean opportunities for learning, for training, experience around appraisals is better than the national average. And that's important, isn't it? If we want to grow, if we want to improve and we want to keep up with developments in patient care also. We also have done a lot of work in the organisation over the past 12 months around flexible working. So we've had a new flexible working policy approved. We've been delivering some workshops and webinars for managers around the flexible working policy and how to think about that in teams and services. So we have the best score or equal to the best score at least with flexible working opportunities. So supporting our staff to have flexible working patterns, to be able to have a better work-life balance so they're able to be here healthy and well, looking after our patients and service users. We've also done really well and have the best score for staff engagement and morale. And as Abby was saying earlier, those are really key areas for us in the staff survey because they really are that kind of temperature check around how are staff feeling at work? What's their general experience like? And staff engagement score is seen as kind of a really, really key indicator of experience at work, not just in the NHS, but in kind of a work more generally.
That's really good. I think there's plenty to celebrate there, but I guess there's always a but. It's important to know that whilst we should rightly celebrate the performance that we achieve in this staff survey, I think there's always areas of improvement and areas that we can focus upon. So, Lisa, coming back to yourself, could you just talk about some of the areas of focus going forwards as we sort of absorb these results and then look ahead?
One of the things I want to say before we get into the detail of that is obviously Abby's described at the beginning about the importance of the People Promise and that kind of promise to improve experience for everyone within the NHS, no matter where they work, their job role, their background, and make it a really inclusive place to work. So obviously we strive to improve and continue to do that across all areas of the staff survey, because until we get perfect scores for everyone, we're not quite there yet. So what we need to do over the next 12 months, and well, it's not even 12 months before we ask our staff again how it feels to work here. But one is we need to continue to do the things that our staff are telling us are working well for them. So some examples in the, as well as the kind of number data we get as part of staff survey, we also get free text comments, they're called. So the opportunity for staff to write us some feedback about their experience. And what we know from that feedback is what's working well for many of us is our experience of our teams, having good relationships and knowing whose job is what in teams, their experience of their line managers. So line managers who are supportive, who know them as individuals, who can be flexible, who help our staff when things are difficult or challenging and help engage the team in coming up with solutions. So through our leadership development programs, we'll continue to focus on developing our leaders. We've got some exciting ideas about how we might expand some of those possibilities over the 12 months. We've got a really established health and wellbeing framework for staff in the organisation called Soothe. And health and wellbeing at work continues to be a challenge for our staff. We know we're doing well when we compared to other organisations, but a significant number of staff have told us in the staff survey that they still get stressed. They also feel exhausted at the end of a working day. So there are more things that we need to do in that health and wellbeing staff to support them. Some of that's through making more support available or different types of support available, but some of it's around helping staff with some of the things that stress them at work, such as the demand and they have it for their service, the amount of patients they have, the number of vacancies in their teams, making sure that they've got kind of the right equipment, the right resources to do their job, and that we're kind of, as a senior leadership team, that we're walking alongside with them, helping them solve those challenges. So that will be our continued focus. There is also, I guess, in the staff survey, an area which is a little interesting. So whilst our staff feel really confident to speak up, to raise concerns, to tell us about what's troubling them, when we look at the kind of scores on the staff survey, there's a little bit of a discrepancy between staff feeling they can speak up and feeling confident that their concerns will be addressed and they know what's happened with them. So I think from my perspective, that's something that we'll need to do, that we'll make sure that we're going back to staff, that we've acknowledged their concerns or worries, whether that's on a local level, whether that's through things like our speaking up channels. For example, we have something called Freedom to Speak Up, which is a space where staff can take concerns outside of their team. So where other people are talking about things that worry them, how do we give them the assurance and feedback that we've listened, we've resolved the problem, or where we can't resolve the problem, this is where we're at with things. Staff also talk about appraisals in the staff survey, and we've been doing an ongoing piece of work that will continue into 24-25 to improve their experience of appraisals. So an appraisal is a conversation with a line manager about your experience of the job and how you're performing in that role, how you're getting things like your training needs met, whether you feel supported, whether there are opportunities to develop your career. And across the NHS, that is the kind of lowest, one of the lowest scoring areas. So we've got some exciting plans over the next few months to make those conversations more meaningful, sort of a little less complicated in terms of our paperwork, and really bring that kind of compassionate, inclusive culture to the trust, or bring it to life in a different way for everyone.
Well, speaking as a staff member for MPFT, yes, I can look forward to that, certainly. So overall, pretty happy then, I'd say, pretty satisfied with where we are in terms of the results that we've had.
Yes, I think we are really, really chuffed. I think, you know, whilst we've got a way to go, these are our best results ever in terms of our performance, and is the result of a lot of hard work across the organisation. You know, everyone who works here makes a contribution to those results. So I do think it's an opportunity to step back and reflect on being a really proud member of Team MPFT.
Abby, any final thoughts from you?
Just that I think reflecting on the staff survey and being newer to it than Lisa, I think sometimes we can underestimate the power of giving our opinion and our feedback as a staff. Obviously, I'm a staff member and I am part of the team that, you know, supports Lisa in the staff survey. And I think if you're listening to this as a staff member of the NHS, MPFT, or public, or, you know, service user, patient, I think our end goal is always for the best care. And I think this is a massive tool in that. And I think the work that goes behind it all is amazing. And honestly, I can say we, you know, we take everything into account, and it's a real plan that we, you know, align to and look forward to working on. And it's just so important that we get the feedback and opinions, make, you know, staff experience for better for everyone, the best it can be, and equally, you know, getting the best patient care as well. And that's all down to feedback and opinions.
Absolutely, that's what it should always be centered on. So that's all they wrote for this episode. You can subscribe and listen to previous chats by searching for the MPFT podcast by the usual platforms, it just leaves me to say a big thank you to our guests, Elisa Whitehouse and Abby Charlesworth, and also to thank you for listening. Thank you and bye-bye.